Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin battles the whales above $22,000 as the Bitcoin price faces U.S. CPI data. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, including crypto analyst Mikhail Vendepop. Today is the big day on CPI. Expectations are that month over month will be negative 0.1% and year over year, 8.1%. If it's going to be higher than those numbers, probably we'll be seeing a heavy reaction negatively on risk on. If it is lower, positive reaction, simple. And quoting Whale Map, the new area to keep an eye on, 22,780 to 23,400. This one is serious, but is the last one inside our current 19 to $25,000 range. And this just in, Bitcoin hash rate hits a new all-time high, and experts are now predicting that the next Bitcoin halving will be moved forward to quarter three of 2023. Also be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, and quoting King Charles III regarding Bitcoin. He says, it's a very interesting development. Also in today's show, Russia aims to set rules for crypto cross-border payments by end of the year. That's right, Russian Prime Minister on Tuesday officially instructed the government to come to a consensus regarding crypto regulation in Russia by December 19th, 2022. Also in today's show, huge institutional money can flow into Ethereum post-merge, says crypto analyst, and explains why. That's right, Invest Answers says Ethereum's yield could be an enticing alternative to bonds for deep-pocketed investors. And speaking of the Ethereum merge, check out Google. There's an official countdown show in one day, 17 hours and 1 minute remaining. Also in today's show, analysts who called the May 2021 Bitcoin collapse says historically accurate indicators suggest Bitcoin is in a new phase. That's right, quoting Dave the Wave here, weekly MACD updated, threatening to cross bullishly from an optimal position below the zero line as comparable to previous corrections. Also in today's show, Fidelity will shift retail customers into crypto soon, says Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz. That's right, the $4.2 trillion asset management firm is reportedly working towards offering Bitcoin trading services to its 34.4 million retail investor base. Quoting Novogratz here, a bird told me that Fidelity, a little bird in my ear, is going to shift their retail customers into crypto soon enough. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1046 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. The Bitcoin continued to battle major resistance on September 13th as markets prepared for U.S. inflation numbers. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin, 1 hour candle chart, and Bitcoin's currently pumping. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView track Bitcoin as it sought to push through 22,500. The bulls had attempted to vanquish a wall of seller interest in the range just above 22K, this proving especially stubborn and leading to an overnight consolidation phase. On-chain monitoring resource material indicators highlighted the struggle in a screenshot of the Binance order book on the day prior. As they share here, let's see if they are hungry enough to snack on $13 million in Bitcoin, ask liquidity. And for fellow analytics platform Whale Map, meanwhile, it was no wonder that the current range was a sticking point for the bulls. As they share here, the new area to keep an eye on, 22,780 to 23,400. This one is serious, but is the last one inside our current 19 to $25,000 range. And further analyzing the situation, popular trader CryptoEd remained confident that the price correction should now enter, but noted that spot buyer interest nonetheless remained. As he shares here, Bitcoin a correction down would absolutely make sense. Small CME gap, but check how spot keeps buying this, which you can see here in the white indicator. And in a previous update, CryptoEd had given a potential downside target of $20,800. Now the CPI showdown is due minutes from now for Mikhail Vendepop, CEO and founder of trading firm 8. The day was still all about the US CPI print for August. As crypto analyst Mikhail Vendepop shares here, today is the big day on CPI. Expectations expectations are that month over month will be negative 0.1% and year over year, 8.1%. If it's going to be higher than those numbers, probably we'll be seeing a heavy reaction negatively on risk on. If it is lower, positive reaction, simple, and quoting Zero Hedge, U.S. August CPI is due. Consumer prices do not measure the cost of living. Fantasy numbers in U.S. CPI calculation further divorce this price measure from the cost of living. However, the Fed's June policy era elevated the importance of consumer price inflation. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar currency index, better known as the DXY, is a key driver of risk asset downside, steadied its fall from the recent days, attempting to preserve 108 as support. And breaking news just in, the Bitcoin hash rate hits a new all-time high. And I read yesterday that experts are predicting that the Bitcoin halving has now been moved up due to the difficulty adjustment we're anticipating to now happen in quarter four of 2023 versus in 2024. Let's freaking go. And Plan B updates us here regarding the stock the flow. People ask if the stock the flow model is still valid. I think it is. We can go technical and autocorrelation and cointegration, but key is, in my opinion, that the Bitcoin price is not more or less of than in 2011, 2013, 2017. In my opinion, stock the flow model is valid, and I expect a bounce back above the stock the flow model value before the 2024 halving. And quoting King Charles III regarding Bitcoin, he says it is a very interesting development. Indeed. And before I break down next of the day, Russia aims to set the rules for crypto cross-border payments by year's end. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. You see Bitcoin pumping and in the green, up 0.75% thus far for the day, trading above $22,500. We have Ether down 1%, maintaining just above $1,700, while Cardano and Binance are currently correcting and in the red. XRP, Litecoin, Avalanche, and Solana are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next of the day. Russian Prime Minister on Tuesday officially instructed the government to come to a consensus regarding crypto regulation in Russia by December 19th, 2022, which FYI is right around the corner. The prime minister specifically called on the Duma and other state authorities to come up with coordinated policies on regulating the issuance and circulation of digital currencies in Russia. And he also asked regulators to finalize regulations for crypto mining and cross-border transactions in digital currencies. Now, the official stressed that the upcoming draft of crypto regulation should be in alignment with the Russian Finance Ministry, the Central Bank Anti-Money Laundering Authority, and also the Federal Tax Service and Federal Security Service. The latest news yet brings another official confirmation that Russia has been growing increasingly serious about the possibility of cryptos for cross-border transactions. And last week, their deputy finance minister reported that the Bank of Russia had agreed with the Finance Ministry to legalize crypto for cross-border payments. And despite its willingness to authorize cross-border transactions, the Russian Central Bank still opposed the legalization of local crypto exchanges, as well as legalizing cryptocurrency as a means of payment. And the feasibility of banning domestic crypto exchanges while allowing cross-border payments apparently raises a lot of questions, especially given that Russia has yet to come up with a framework to provide such laws. So Russia might be the first country in the world to authorize cross-border payments while banning local crypto payments, according to this authority. Now, a legal attorney and fintech expert in the Russian State Duma told Cointelegraph, "This isn't a common approach to my knowledge," she said. The question of how exactly Russia plans to differentiate between domestic and cross-border crypto payments has yet to be answered, and she noted the distinction is not yet in existence. All foreign crypto is regarded as digital currency, and that's it for now, she said, adding the following, "It is absolutely unclear at the moment. I presume the matter shall be in line with the currency control regulations. Tax residents in the local territory would not be allowed to use crypto for payments internally." Now, Russia has emerged as one of the most uncertain jurisdictions in crypto around the world, despite adopting its major crypto-related law on digital financial assets back in 2020. The law prohibited Russians from using cryptocurrency as payment, but didn't ban activities like crypto trading and mining in the country. Russian financial regulators have not approved any local crypto trading platform, only allowing crypto trades through foreign exchanges like Binance. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, huge institutional money can flow into Ethereum post-merge, says crypto analysts, and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.1 trillion, with $85.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 40.2%, and the Ether dominance on the decline at 19.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Ravencoin leading the pack, up about 15% for the day, trading just above 6.1 cents, followed by Trust Wallet Token, up 7%, trading at $1.09, followed by Hedera, up 6%. 1%, trading at 6.8 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green, which means major gains for the altcoins. We got Luna up a whopping 118%, Ravencoin up 76%, and HNT up 37.8%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 34 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 25, last week a 22, and last month a 47, neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A widely followed crypto analyst says that institutional interest in Ether could grow after the second largest digital asset by market cap transitions to a proof of stake consensus mechanism. While explaining why he is holding Ethereum, the anonymous host of Invest Answers tells his 444,000 YouTube subs that the second largest crypto asset by market cap is expected to offer yields between 10 to 15% for annual stakers. That's right. According to the analyst, each yield could be an enticing alternative to bonds for deep-pocketed investors. Quoting him here, it's an enticing bond alternative for institutional investors. For the first time ever, we can get a lot of institutional money. People that historically invest in things like gold and bonds could come into the space, and it will be a huge money flow. The Invest Answers host also says that Ethereum's dominance in decentralized finance, the low regulatory risk it possesses, and the fact that the proof-of-stake consensus mechanism is environmentally friendlier are other reasons he holds the second largest crypto asset by market cap. As he shares here, Ethereum also powers DeFi. There's also no regulatory risk. As we heard from Gary Gensler, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission chairman, for the upteenth time this last week, there's also no ESG, environmental, social, and governance FUD, because moving to proof of stake will burn no energy. And finally, the reduced ETH issuance and increased burns will systematically Ethereum supply. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Invest Answers, and to watch this video he did entitled Ethereum versus Bitcoin, check the show notes below the video in the description. And as you can see here, even Google has an official countdown to the Ethereum merge. We have 1 day, 15 hours, and 35 minutes remaining. How many of you are currently bullish on the merge? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, analyst who called the May 2021 Bitcoin collapse says historically accurate indicator suggests Bitcoin is in a new phase, as well as Fidelity will shift retail customers into crypto soon, according to the Galaxy Digital CEO, Mike Novogratz. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you like receiving daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, make sure you're subscribed to the channel, hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can follow me all across all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play, and all across social media, from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikToks. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst known for calling the Bitcoin May 2021 collapse says a historically accurate indicator has flipped bullish. Let's go. Synonymous analyst Dave the Wave tells his 125,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin's weekly moving average convergence divergence, better known as the MACD, has crossed below a zero line. Previous MACD crosses below that line in 2012, 2015, and 2019 preceded huge bullish price moves, according to a chart shared by the analyst, which you can see right here on your screen. The MACD is a trend-based momentum indicator that depicts the relationship between two moving averages, as an asset is used by traders to pinpoint reversals. Bitcoin's MACD cross below the zero line also happened in accordance with Bitcoin being in an oversold position, similar to what took place back in 2019, according to Dave the Wave. And at the time of this recording, we have Bitcoin trading just above $22,500, and Bitcoin remains down more than 67% from its all-time high of more than $69,000, which it hit last November. Now, Dave the Wave also says he's looking at the MACD on the monthly chart, which he notes is flashing a bullish signal as well. As he shares here, though the month has not closed yet, a very good chance that we'll also see the first contracting histogram on the Bitcoin monthly chart. Previously, after the first one, the histograms continued to strengthen bullish. And he also recently tweeted, Bitcoin technical analysis continuity, weekly MACD updated, threatening the cross bullishly from an optimal position below the zero line as comparable to previous corrections, which he outlines here in these charts. And he also recently tweeted, there's the cross and this time from an oversold similar to previous. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And now let's break down our final story of the day. $4.2 trillion asset management firm Fidelity Investments is reportedly working towards offering Bitcoin trading services to its 34.4 million retail investor base, according to Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz and people familiar with the matter. And while Fidelity hasn't officially confirmed plans to incorporate crypto onto its retail platform, Novogratz told a conference audience in New York on Tuesday that the move may just be around the corner, because here's what he shared. A bird told me that Fidelity, a little bird in my ear, is going to shift their retail customers into crypto soon enough. And he added, I hope that the bird is right, so we're still in this institutional march, and that gives crypto its floor. Now, Novogratz isn't the only person to have signaled the potential move from Fidelity. We also have the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday noting that Fidelity is currently weighing a plan to allow individual investors to trade Bitcoin on its brokerage platform. That's right, and a similar note was shared by Eight Global founder and CEO Mikhail Vandepop last week, suggesting that the platform will launch Bitcoin trading for retail customers in November. That's right, Fidelity, in a Tuesday statement, addressed the rumors, noting the following, while we have nothing new to announce, expanding our offerings to enable broader access to digital assets remains an area of focus. Now, Fidelity Investments has been an active investor and playmaker in the crypto space, fueled by growing demand from clients to access crypto investment opportunities. And Fidelity started mining Bitcoin all the way back in 2015 and launched a Bitcoin trading business for hedge funds and institutional investors in 2018. And in April, Fidelity also began allowing its 401k retirement savings account holders to invest directly into the King crypto, though it was later met with pushback from three U.S. senators, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, who called the launch of the Bitcoin product to be immensely troubling. Now, Fidelity is a multinational finance corporation that provides brokerage services, mutual funds management, investment advice, and retirement services, and is currently the fourth largest asset management firm in the world, according to ADV ratings. So let's go. We're talking about 34 million retail clients getting exposure to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, mass adoption, and Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Let's freaking go. Now, for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin battles the whales above 22,000 as Bitcoin price faces U.S. CPI data, as well as Russia aims to set rules for crypto cross-border payments by year's end. And I also shared with you that huge institutional money can flow into Ethereum post-merge, says crypto analysts, and explains why, as well as crypto analysts who called the May 2021 Bitcoin collapse as historically accurate indicator suggests Bitcoin is in a new phase, as well as asset management giant Fidelity will shift retail customers 34 million to be exact into cryptocurrency soon, according to the Galaxy Digital CEO, Mike Novogratz. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. The Pay Window wrote, hey JV, thanks again for your daily Bitcoin updates. My primary source, you're a machine. I'm thinking Bitcoin isn't finished yet with the sub $20,000 dips. Hence, as you coined, BTFD, buy that freaking dip. Well, I appreciate your continued support. One love. Our next featured comment comes from Mick Chance. What up, JV? Still the best show on the block. Been gone for a month, and this is the best thing to get back to. Seriously, well, let's freaking get it. Keep stacking them sats. And our third and final featured comment comes from LNP. Okay, I just unsubscribed and resubscribed with all the notifications. Hope it works. I hope you got my Bitcoin address. What's everyone doing with their ETH? If you want part of the airdrop, you have to put it in a wallet. I'm doing that now. Well, first and foremost, Ellen, I still owe you $50 in BTC from a previous giveaway. All you need to do in the About Me section of your YouTube channel, include your Bitcoin address so I can send it to you and make sure that it's not a scammer or an imposter pretending to be you in the comments. And regarding your question with their ETH, I'm just holding it in my cold storage wallet and we'll see what happens from there. I'll keep you posted with what I do. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, and simply drop a comment right down below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.